You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back for another edition of Mason's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me here. We're 1 week closer to the scouting combine, 1 week closer to free agency. We'll have plenty of time to talk about that in the next few weeks. For now, let's look at the quarterbacks. And this question from Drew Mitchell, who asks, how will an open competition help Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch? Well, it will help them by putting them in a pressure-type situation that may replicate what they'll see in the regular season. I'm of the belief that putting pressure on the quarterbacks, or in any position really, it helps. It helps them, and it helps your team's evaluation of the quarterbacks. Look, if they can't handle the pressure of a competition on the practice field in May, June, July, August, how are they going to handle a pass rush when it actually counts in September, October, November, and beyond? So you put these two into a competition, I think it's only going to help them. It's going to reveal what they have. And, you know, it's interesting. You hear a lot of chatter about how the scheme that the Broncos put in may favor Paxton Lynch. It might help Trevor Siemian as well. Let's not forget, Trevor Siemian is a young quarterback too, and it's possible he could get better working in whatever scheme that Mike McCoy ends up employing going forward into this season. So it's going to be fascinating to see, but I think the competition can only help them both, because if you can't handle competition on the practice field, how are you going to handle it in the games? Next question from Bruce Curtis. Without looking at any numbers, there seemed to be a direct correlation with the effectiveness of the Broncos running game and whether they're using a fullback. Why did the Broncos not pick up a fullback after Andy Janvich was injured, or play Juwan Thompson more frequently at the position? It's a good question, but first you actually have to look at how effective the running game was with a fullback. Let's look at Andy Janovich in particular. You know, when he was on the field, the Broncos averaged 3.27 yards per rush. That was actually below their average when he wasn't on the field. So you didn't really see a great improvement. And if anything, you saw a little bit off the pace when the Broncos used a fullback in the 2016 season. I think that's part of the reason why the Broncos didn't look to replace Andy Janovich with another pure fullback, and why you didn't see more of Juwan Thompson out there. They thought that there were better things, there were better uses of that roster spot when it opened up. Now, that being said, I think Janovich is going to be a big part of the offense in the 2017 season. I think it's going to be crucial for him to continue developing. Remember, Mike McCoy, he used a fullback in Carolina, Brad Hoover, to a great effect in this. And then just last year, to show what Mike McCoy thought of the fullback position, he drafted a fullback as well in San Diego, Derek Watt. So I think you're going to see Janovich have a bright future. I think they're going to put him in situations advantageous to him. But yeah, last year, the Broncos' running game, not more effective with Janovich out there than without him. Thanks for the questions, and if you want to join us for next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag, or find me on Twitter. I'm always there. Please use the hashtag AskMace. My handle is @MaceDenver. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.